Hello, my sweet soul fam, and welcome to the very first episode of Elevated Community Podcast, where we come together to talk about the things that elevate our souls. I'm your host, Mackenzie Moore, and I'm super excited to be co-creating this piece of art and magic with you all. I just want to first acknowledge the fact that the idea behind creating this podcast has been quite a journey, and just the thought of like sitting down to record by myself seemed very easy. And then I get here and I'm sitting and I'm just like, oh shit, wow. It's actually a lot more difficult than what I thought to like actually sit down and be with myself and communicate the words that I'm trying to put out into the world. So I just want to honor that and say that this first episode might be a little messy, and that's totally fine because I'm human and we're all a little messy. So one of the first things that I kind of want to discuss for this podcast is my intentions in creating it in the first place. So just a little background about who I am. I am originally from San Antonio, Texas. And I spent a lot of time in Austin, Texas, which is known to be very community-based, and there's like a crazy art scene, food scene, music scene, and all sorts of really incredible people there. So coming from that sort of background into Maryland has been quite a change for me. I moved out here to go to school to study ethnobotany because I love plants. And I also had just recently gotten out of a pretty toxic relationship, and I just had to kind of remove myself from the situation and just go for it and start my own soul journey and just take the leap and just trust the universe and the flow that like I was supposed to come out here for a reason. And I ended up meeting my partner, which you will hear on the next episode, who is incredible. So the stars definitely aligned for me to be out here, and I have no regrets. But during my time that I spent out in school, I was like pretty freaking isolated in the mountains of Appalachia. And don't get me wrong, it's seriously one of the most beautiful places, especially if you are trying to connect with nature and plants. It's incredible. But there is kind of a lack of community out in the area that I was in, and everyone is very much like in their own cliques, and they have like grown up there and they know everybody there. So they're kind of like, they already have their little cliques that they belong to and the people that they resonate with. And so I felt very much of like an outsider. I felt like in high school all over again, just trying to find my place, and it ended up becoming very difficult and very hard being isolated and not having any sort of community. And I didn't realize like how important community was to me and how deeply rooted that is, not only in just my soul, but like actually in the stars and where I come from, and a little bit of like the astrological impacts in my chart, in my birth chart, my natal chart. And so I didn't really realize how important community was to me. And so I think that I had to go through this experience in my life to be just completely isolated so that I could better show up in the world and like really acknowledge the fact of like the things that excite my soul the most and allow my soul to be its just most genuine, authentic expression. And that for me is through community. I ended up discovering some podcasts, just to name a few. Your Own Magic Podcast by Raquel has been completely life-changing, which I can link in the show notes, as well as Let It Out Podcast, hosted by Katie Dalebout, and Medicine Stories, and there are just like so many others that are incredible. And that was kind of the outlet that helped me get through some of these really intense challenges within myself, that I finally found a community virtually that like I could resonate with, and I felt like, oh shit, okay, I'm not alone in this. And through being by myself in this place, I had to do a lot of shadow work. I had to really find and sit with like childhood trauma and just like stories that were not mine that I was not wanting to hold on to anymore. And I just like wanted to release and transmute into whatever that energy needs to go to. But just like recognizing that a lot of the stories that I was telling myself, and I'm sure we can all resonate with, some of the stories that we tell ourselves are not necessarily our own truth, and really just trying to break those old karmic cycles to just be a better person and to just like show up more authentically so that our souls can become their deepest, most desired, highest truth. So that is kind of why I'm here today. I am here to be a channel and to be of service to my community and to the planet and to the animals and to the plants and the cosmos. So I'm really excited to be doing this with you all. And this space is definitely going to be a space of co-creation and collaboration and coming together to find what elevates us on like a very deep level and kind of getting to the root of like, why the hell are we here? Like, I'm discovering finally that like I'm here to bring people together. And that has been like a theme that has come up throughout my life that I'm finally like acknowledging, is that it's like a superpower. I don't know. I just have like this weird way of like bringing people together and creating, helping, kind of facilitate friendships and coming together. And so, that's really why I'm here. And I'm really just, I can't explain how excited I am to finally be doing this. But I would like to also acknowledge the fact that I have been experiencing some really intense creative resistance and fear of being seen and being heard and just like being vulnerable and putting myself out into the world. But at some point, you just gotta fucking take the leap and take off the training wheels and just fucking go for it and honor the fact that like we are all human and just fucking do it. Like, you just literally never know unless you fucking try, and it could be the greatest thing ever. And so here I am, fucking overcoming some of my deepest fears of putting myself out into the world and just fucking doing it. So, elevated community, fam, here we are. So that's a little bit about kind of what brought me to the podcast. And I'm sure throughout this journey together, you will hear a lot more about kind of my background and who I am and what this podcast is essentially going to be. So with that being said, I would like to acknowledge some of the things that are currently elevating my soul. And I definitely want to hear about some of the things that are elevating your soul as well. So I'm going to put my email in the show notes, and you can just shoot me a little message about something that you're currently resonating with that's helping you kind of bring yourself into a higher frequency. So for me, I have been spending a lot of time in the kitchen creating kombucha and elderberry syrup, fire cider, sourdough bread, which did not end up turning out that great. But I've just been kind of like creating and exploring and experimenting in the kitchen to connect with myself deeper and like infuse my food and my medicine into whatever it is that I am creating. I am also super elevated by just the creation of this podcast in general. It is just really honestly like something that's like keeping me going, that I know that I'm supposed to do in this lifetime, and it just keeps coming up over and over and over. And I tried to put it off, and I've been putting it off for a few months, but like this corona crisis has literally put me in a place to where it's like, no, you're gonna fucking show up. Like, now you literally have to sit at home and sit with yourself and like, what the fuck are you gonna do about it? Okay, I need to put this podcast out into the world. I get it, universe. Here I am. I'm showing up. I'm doing the damn thing. And another thing that is elevating me currently is just working with plants and starting my own garden. I just want to say that now literally is the perfect time to start sowing seeds, literally, and like creating your own garden, growing your own food, and also spiritually through just any sorts of things that you're trying to manifest in the future, like really putting that into action and kind of self-reflecting and doing whatever it is that you can do to create that manifestation. So yeah, those are just a few of the things that are currently elevating my soul, and I definitely want to hear about what is elevating yours too, because we're literally all in this together, and I fucking love every single one of you, and you all have purpose, and you are supposed to be here in this lifetime, and we are all supposed to experience this for whatever deeper reason that we can't quite understand right now. The entire fucking collective is like shifting, and I think that there will be some light at the end of the tunnel for sure. And so with that being said, I definitely want to go into a group card pull that I did for the collective, and just a quick little shout out to the Moon deck. This is honestly my first Oracle card deck that I've ever worked with, and it has been super fucking magical, and I will link that in the show notes. But the card that I pulled for the collective is focused on the earth, which is pretty fucking beautiful and synchronistic. And it says, I am of the earth and in harmony with nature. So that to me just means like how deeply connected to the earth that we all are, no matter how much or how less we think that we are. Like, the earth is a cyclical being and energy, and she very much goes through her own cycles, and we are literally all connected to that. And she is just simply a mere reflection of who we are. And so I can read a little bit about in the book. I won't go into too much detail because I definitely want people to, if they feel called to invest into this Oracle deck themselves. I don't want to like ruin any of the things that are in it. So I will just read a little brief summary that is in this book. So it says, communicate with the elements and pay attention to the softest of whispers. Ground yourself in the soil and unleash your creative force. When we connect to the earth, our entire system becomes grounded and nourished. Together, we are all connected to her wise rhythms. So that is just kind of what I was getting at, is that like we often see ourselves as separate from the earth, and she is literally just a mere reflection of where we are at in our own cycle, which I think is deeply connected to the crisis that is happening right now. Like, she's been crying out for time to heal herself, and through there being less activity from humans, like, she's actually healing and being reborn in a way, and so are we. So I definitely want to just honor the fact that we're all in this together, and the earth and nature are never separate from us, and we are always in harmony and in cycle with everything that is going on around us. So I actually want to just ask another question, if anybody feels called to respond, and that is, in what ways do you connect with the earth in this season of your life? So as you all can see, the earth is a symbol in this podcast album art, which was created by Kirsty Conan, who is an incredible artist that I happened to meet at Yonderville Music Festival. Shout out to my girl. I definitely am going to have her on the podcast probably in the next month or so. I'm so super looking forward to that. But our idea for collaborating and co-creating the artwork was to kind of have these hands that are essentially our hands and the creator's hands, since we are creators ourselves and we are a reflection of God, holding the earth, and it is levitating. So we're holding the earth very gently and with intention, and coming from the top of the earth is a Sri Yantra, which kind of represents the divine masculine and divine feminine energies coming together to infuse the earth and elevate her and hold her, and she's levitating. And the Sri Yantra is also a protection symbol. So there are these hands that are holding the earth and creating and honoring and intentionally holding her so gently. And through that intentional holding of her, there is the harmonious balance of the masculine and feminine energies coming out to protect and to honor both sides of the yin and the yang, the ebb and the flow. I really just wanted to acknowledge the power that each of our hands in our existence holds in protecting the earth, and that is what inspired it. And also just, we're all in this together, and we each have a purpose and a seed and a medicine to share with the world here and to help elevate the globe in our community. So that's really what inspired the name Elevated Community, was that I just want to be of service to all of those, and I want to create a space where we can all heal and get to know ourselves on a deeper level. And so what I intend for this podcast to be is having a lot of like artists, visionary artists, and musicians, and people that are into nutrition and healers and Reiki and breathwork and all sorts of different modalities that have definitely impacted my life in some way, and also probably some pretty far out other different things, because I'm definitely always trying to increase my knowledge and my experience so that I can better understand the different backgrounds that people come from. With all of that being said, I am probably just going to keep this first episode kind of short and sweet, just to give you an intro about what this is and why I am doing this and how I'm going to show up in the world. If you feel called, you can share this with a friend. You can subscribe, rate the show. I'm going to provide my email in the show notes so that we can all keep in touch. And I'm definitely working on creating a website in the future. And there's just a lot of magic that I feel is going to come out of this. So if you feel called to stick around, I would love to have you. And if you feel like you want to email me the answers to some of those questions that I provided in the show, I would deeply appreciate it. And I just want to say thank you for your time and your energy in sharing the space with me today. And my heart goes out to you all, since I know that we have been deeply affected by what's going on in the world. So just know that you at least have this, and you matter, and I love you. And until the next episode, I hope you enjoy this music by Desert Dwellers. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out. Much love.